Africa's critical mineral resources are in high demand globally because they are key components of cell phones, computers, and clean energy technology, including electric vehicle batteries. Anthony Viljoen, Chief Executive Officer of the South African company Andrada Mining, says Namibia is the best place in Africa to mine some of these minerals.
By far and amongst everything that we're doing, the lithium is really taking center stage. This is probably one of the biggest bull runs I've ever seen in a mineral in my life before, and we just were lucky to be in it. So we've got one of the biggest lithium deposits in terms of inventory size in the world.
Lithium, often called white gold, is one of the most sought-after metals, and Namibia has a lot of it. The United States Department of Interior lists lithium as one of 25 minerals crucial to U.S. national security. But U.S. lithium stocks are low. Duncan Wood is an international relations analyst at the Wilson Center, an American think tank.
Increasingly, auto manufacturers who are trying to get hold of lithium, cobalt, nickel for electric vehicle batteries are facing shortages. It's the Chinese who have dominated not just the extraction of these critical minerals and others, but also the processing, the refining of them, and ultimately turning them into the products that we now need increasingly on a daily basis. Some minerals that many of us wouldn't think of as being critical, like copper, are in fact something that we desperately need. If we're moving towards an increasingly electrified economy, we're going to need a heck of a lot more copper than we have access to right now.
Namibia also has a lot of copper. One of the presidential candidates contesting Wednesday's election is Panduleni Itula of the Independent Patriots for Change. Speaking to journalists in Johannesburg last week, Itula accused SWAPO, the party that's ruled Namibia since it got independence from South Africa in 1990, of corruption in the mining industry.
SWAPO that liberated Namibia is not the same SWAPO that is governing Namibia at the moment. They've lost vision completely. The freedom to have a job, the freedom to own a house, the freedom to have a life. That has been completely discarded, and people started actually looking after their own bellies and forgot the masses that we have kept on saying in the liberation struggle people are suffering.
SWAPO denies the allegations. According to Global Witness, an organization that exposes abuses in natural resource sectors, there's evidence that Chinese firms acquired lithium mines in Namibia through bribery. The Chinese mining operators have denied the allegations. SWAPO's presidential candidate, Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa, could become Africa's third female president in this election. However, it's not clear SWAPO can recover from its loss of a two-thirds parliamentary majority in the 2019 election and retain its hold on power. The two-thirds parliamentary majority is needed to pass laws. Analysts say should SWAPO lose its grip on power, there's a good chance that China's grip on critical minerals in Namibia will loosen as well and open the door to others, including the US. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.